views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, beautiful audience. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. I have an exciting show planned for us today because, as you know, as we're co-creating our new world together, marketing is also changing in the world. The way that we market our businesses, the way that social media is interacted with, and the way that we are building relationships in the new world has to do with how we market our business. And so I have an expert today in this field that has had her own agency, and she's got so many tools and tips and amazing gifts that she's bringing to the show today, because we're going to talk about search engine optimization. We're going to talk about building new websites, and she has some incredible gifts that she is going to share with the audience today. So for all those entrepreneurs that are here that are building their businesses, small business owners, this show is for you. And if you know of anyone out there that is looking at marketing themselves in the newest way, then you're going to want to send them this show. My guest today, Savannah Rose Woods, who was Linda Woods in her former corporate life, has spent the last 20 years delivering a wide variety of internet marketing services to a wide variety of businesses, single entrepreneurs, all the way up to huge global corporations like eBay, as both a consultant and agency owner. She is known as a legend in the affiliate marketing industry and is currently the founder and operator of Authenticity Marketing, a boutique agency with personalized services that is a one-stop shop for digital marketing and web design geared towards small companies and solopreneurs. Authenticity Marketing is the umbrella for all her businesses and encompassing all of her skills and passions. Website Atelier, French for art studio, is a boutique website design company. The digital marketing director, which offers monthly marketing programs and strategy sessions for small businesses and solopreneurs. Woods Strategy Group, her corporate consulting platform for the affiliate marketing industry. Wine and websites, a fun event where attendees can learn how to build a website in 2 hours while enjoying some wine. That sounds good to me. Irresistible Retreats, offering web design and marketing help for retreat leaders and organizers. Basically, if you're offering anything online, products or services, large or small, she digs into your vision and then determines exactly what your ideal website should look like and exactly what set of marketing tactics is the right strategy for your company to attract more visitors and increase sales. She has a knack for really getting to the essence of who you are and is passionate about helping people get their visions, products, and gifts out to the world. Welcome the one and only Savannah Rose Woods to the show.
Thank you so much. Cornelius, thank you for that mouthful of a bio.
that was quite a lot to articulate and say out. Mouthful is it. I'm just so delighted that you're here, Savannah, because I've hired you now as the person that is doing my marketing, and we're working together on a website for me. That's really how I got to know you, and I'm just delighted that you are here, that you're going to really break this down for us today, because, you know, in this new day and age, in this modern day, everything is changing, including how we're doing business, how we're doing our marketing, and all of that. So, but before we even get started into the meat and juice, why don't you tell us, how did you first get started, right, with internet marketing? I mean, how did that all begin for you in your journey? Give us a little bit of a background as to your backstory and how you got here.
I'd love to. Thank you so much. So I was in the travel industry for 17 years before there was an internet. So that was my career for a long time. But then things started shifting in that industry. And one day I was at this women's thing. And this woman said, "Have you ever heard of the World Wide Web?" And this is like 1995. And I was like, no, like everybody else. And she came over to my house, made a presentation. She had a little three-ring binder with pictures of what websites looked like, because I didn't have a modem. No one had modems. And so anyway, I caught on right away, like, whoa, wouldn't it be great if you could just type something in and see pictures of a hotel, or you could find out more about an itinerary somewhere? I mean, I really got it. And at the time, I was married to a man who had a degree in computer programming. And so I went to him and said, "Hey, can you figure out how to do one of these website thingies?" He's like, "Sure." So a couple of days later, he said, "Yes, I learned HTML. That's the code that makes a website. And I can do it." So I'm like, boom, we're in business. So basically, I just went walking around the little town that we lived in, going to businesses saying, "Hey, do you want a website?" And they would say, yes, we do. They had no idea what to put on a website or even why they needed one, but just yes. So they'd give me a check. I'd come home, "Honey, I got the money," and he'd do a website. But how I got into marketing was, you know, a few weeks or a few months later, each one of my clients would call and say, "No one's coming to my website. What do we do?" And I was like, "You know, I'm going to get right back to you on that. And I will give you some plans." So I really had no idea. I mean, no one did. This was before Google. Really. So I went to Yahoo, which was around, and I got as many links as I could about how people got traffic. And then I made a little newsletter and I called back my clients and said, "Hey, here you go. This is what we're going to do." And the cool thing about it was I could charge monthly for marketing. And that was really the start of something really big and really beautiful, because I could really help people.
Wow. And what a long time ago when you're thinking about it. You know, you said 1995?
Yeah, 1995 and six is when we got started in all of this. Yeah.
Wow, that's a long time. So that's a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge that you've learned over the years with websites and what works and what doesn't. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So tell us about your partnership. You had a partner-centric. Tell us about that. What was that about?
Yeah, so that was my company, my agency that I had in Santa Barbara. And how that came about was one of the ways that I found to drive traffic in what I was just talking about a minute ago was affiliate marketing. And that's where a site that has something to sell would like to get other sites that want to talk about that to refer business to them. And then those sites get a commission. Well, I really, really understood this model well because I grew up in a Mary Kay cosmetics household. So it's like, oh, I understood about sell something and get a commission. So one of the things that happened early on was that big companies knew they needed affiliate marketing. They liked the concept of affiliate marketing, but no one really knew how to do it. And I'm talking about 99 here, 98, 99 into 2000. And so I worked for a company called Commission Junction, CJ, which was one of the early companies in the tracking technology that allowed affiliate marketing to work. And I got my start there and jumped off into my own consulting business because I knew I could just go and teach this to big companies. Here's how you do it. Here's how you motivate affiliates. Here's how you find affiliates, you know, all of that. So that was great for a while. All expenses paid, $1,000 a day, flying all over the country. And then one day it struck me, wait a second, I'm teaching them how to do this, but what I really ought to be doing is doing it for them. So I launched a company that was called Affiliate Goddess, my first company, and it was the first company to offer outsourced affiliate marketing program management. No one was doing that. So I started saying, hey, I'll just do it for you, you know, and that was great because they couldn't hire anyone that had affiliate marketing on their resume because it was too new. But I knew who the affiliate managers were and I started hiring them. And man, did that take off. But I had to change the name along the way because as I started to hire people, I didn't think that my male employees would like to be like Peter at Affiliate Goddess, you know, or John at Affiliate Goddess. So I came up with the name Partner Centric and it just really fit what with our clients, we were partners with each other in the company, and we were partners with the affiliates. And so it had like three circles intertwined in the logo, and that took off. And my company grew in a very, very short period of time to, you know, I don't know, my first year, maybe 40 or 50,000. And 3 years later, 1.2 million. So it was an idea
that is absolutely extraordinary.
Yeah, it really is.
So what ended up happening to the company?
So I did it for 10 years and grew it to a very well-known company. Man, that 2008 and 2009 time period when the economy crashed was very, very hard on me and my company and my clients. Many of them were retailers and they always get a little squirrely when the economy goes, you know, bad. So I was losing clients. We weren't getting new clients and I had to cut my salary drastically to keep my affiliate managers working and keep them paid. And I had the stroke of luck to win the request for proposal to do three full-time managers for eBay's affiliate program. This was a huge contract. And so suddenly overnight, my company was not only viable and we were, you know, rebounding from the slump, but valuable. The company was now valuable. And at that point I was like, this is the time to sell. This is the time to sell. I was exhausted. I had, you know, I had to move from Santa Barbara. I lost my home that I had paid for as a single mom out of the earnings from this company, and I had to leave. And anyway, I was able to get a buyer right away. My closest competitor, they came in second for that gateway deal, and they bought the company, and that's what happened.
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome. But there's so many people that have had a story like that during the 2008 time period, whether it was with your home, your business or whatever, but we were all called to shift directions and change things up. And good for you for leaving on top. That decision, because you had to actually make that decision, like, this is a great time to get out. It's a great time to walk. This is a great, that must have been a really strong intuitive hit that you got to to do that. And so
Well, my daddy was a gambler in South Louisiana where I grew up, and he did pretty well at the craps tables and other kinds of and football games and things like that. And his someone says, what's your success model? You know, he would say, quit winners. So
quit winners. Yeah, this is good. I just love how you left on top, how you walked away. I think that's what Oprah did when she left the big stage, when she left television. She left on top. She didn't fold. She left on her turn.
And she could do anything she wanted after that. Anything.
Anything she wanted, right? And that's really what happened to me too. With before I came over into following my soul's path. And when I left the corporate world, it's the same thing that I did, you know, because my soul was knocking and asking, you know, do you want to stay here and live like this for the rest of your life? And that was living in the matrix and chasing the American dream of that wasn't really aligned with me at all, you know, following an old program. And I too, you know, went to my boss and I said, I'm going to give you notice. And he said, I was going to promote you to the next, you know, to district manager, and you've got such a great future. And I said, yeah. And that's the reason why I'm going to leave now, because otherwise, if I don't leave now, then, who knows, I probably won't do it. And now I have the courage. I really have to follow my call. So this is a wonderful conversation. Definitely. A lot of people may find themselves right now with having to make choices and decisions, whether you're in a relationship with a job or in a relationship with a partner, or you're in a relationship with someone, even if it's not the right relationship, or even if it's a good relationship, whatever it is, you may feel called to close it out and say your thank yous and bow out and move on to what the greater call is, so that you can really move into alignment with your heart's desire.
Right. And that's really what happened as the shift started taking place, you know, when I was letting go of the company, is I had been doing year-long programs in feminine archetypes with my spiritual mentor. And so, and things of that nature, and studying the masculine, feminine, divine masculine, feminine, and all these different things. So this whole new person was emerging. And in fact, that's why I changed my name. I changed it from Linda Woods to Savannah Rose Woods, because it felt more aligned with my feminine spirit. And so that's was really a part of what went on as the transformation to the next thing happened, you know, where I am ultimately today.
Yeah. So obviously we just skipped the break. So we're going to just continue. Sorry. Sometimes that happens. We're just in the flow, and it's hard to interrupt. So I'm curious as to what happened with what were the big lessons of what you learned from working with the big corporations? What were some of those big lessons?
Yeah. Well, one of the things I learned was, one, I could do it. I could play with the big boys. Most of my clients were men. I had absolutely no trouble talking to CEOs of huge companies, you know. So
most of your clients were men?
Yeah, because they're the ones at the top, you know, in the corporate structure, especially a decade ago, you know, it was men who were running things. That's changed a lot, but, you know, I had to be able to deal with some of those guys who are, you know, kind of tough and show me the numbers and, you know, all that kind of thing. So that was rich and rewarding to know that I had that kind of inner power. And the other thing that I learned was that in the corporate world, there's not much thank you going on. Mm-hmm. And I, as a feminine spirit, and maybe just a sensitive being in general, I like to hear, hey, you did a great job. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that was not happening. It was like, how are our numbers were down last week? What are you going to do about it? You know, I'm like, you know, the internet is like that. Sometimes you just have a bad week, you know, and so that's how it was. So I knew I wanted to do something different when I moved out of that.
Yeah. I mean, and isn't that what, you know, so many people are feeling, undervalued, underappreciated, you know, that
it's overworked.
It's really all about, you know, drive, push. And I've heard you mention this quite a few times now about your feminine spirit. And I'll piggy that to say, the divine feminine is all about honor, respect, and appreciation. And we just won't tolerate that anymore. So it's like, if we can't experience it where we are within our relationships, then the relationships, because we just can't tolerate it anymore, then our relationships get closed out and we move on to something that's more in alignment, where we then can have a relationship where love, honor, respect, and appreciation is happening, because these are some of the core values that we're building the new earth on. That's what we're building heaven on earth on. And really, it has to happen in our, it starts in the home. Mm-hmm. And it starts with the individual, right? Yeah. Making the choice to, I won't tolerate this anymore. I don't like being treated like this. And that's really where it starts. And then being able to bring it into your relationships, into your workplace, into your partnership, into your friendships, wherever, that if you're not being valued, honored, and appreciated for what it is that you do and what it is that you bring, then maybe this is not where I want to be anymore.
Yeah. Well, it sucks you dry of your juice, you know, of your creativity, you know. I after that experience, I felt very devalued, and so that affected everything. I went through a depression. I had a lot of struggles for a period of time after all that happened, and it took a while for me to decide what to do next. And what I wanted to do next was, I wanted to help small businesses, particularly women, because I had this vast amount of experience from the corporate world. And most women who were online were struggling to understand all the technology and understand what they needed to do. And so I had from the big business standpoint, I had all those answers. So for me, it was like, I want to be able to give people this information. And I got back what I needed, was appreciation, because most all of my clients are just like, oh, thank you. I'm so glad to find you, or you did such a good job, or our business has increased, which is always the best thing to hear, you know. But just being acknowledged was really the main motivator for me to stay in this sector, because, you know, the corporate jobs paid very, very well, but we have to let go of being attached to that corporate paycheck. We have to be able to let go of that and do what our heart's desire is, because ultimately that leads in the same direction.
And I'm so glad that you listened to that call, because there's so many women right now that, you know, that need the information that you have. So many people are starting their own businesses, you know, small businesses, solopreneurs, mompreneurs, you know, all over the world, travel, you name it. It's all over the place. It's just because our world is changing so much, and we get to design our world the way that we're called, and what's really our true calling, what's calling us to show up. And technology is such a big part of it, right? And empowering women with technology and having all of their information in one place, so that they can thrive, that they can move from survival, where before they didn't know how they were going to get the bills paid, and they move from that into a completely thriving environment that is built on trust, respect, honor, appreciation, and money. A ton of money. And so it is. And that's all part of that. You know, it's because there is so much for us to balance the scales with when we're looking at the imbalance of the patriarchal society. society that we've been conditioned by to now bringing that energy more into a balance in a feminine equality, that is part of our new day and our new dawn.
So, it absolutely is. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, how has your management style changed from your old management style to your new way?
Yeah, well, when I first started PartnerCentric, I didn't have any formal management training. It was just, you know, I'd worked for companies before. But intuitively, I knew what I had to do. And that was innovate by using feminine principles. And one of the main ones that I used was collaboration. We like to sit in circles and talk about stuff. And this has been going on since prehistoric times. You know, the women of a village of any kind sat in circle and discussed things and came up with solutions. The men went out and started wars and conquered each other, but that isn't what women were about. So I just took that and applied it to my own business. So in every decision that came up, every issue that came up, every marketing or promotional ideas that we had, everyone in the company was involved. We had a weekly meeting and they worked all over the U.S. That was another innovation. Was I had one employee in my office who was like my main admin office manager. But then I had up to 18 people managing programs and other tasks in the all over the U.S. and one in Thailand. And they were both men and women. But we would sit in circle, you know, on a conference call, and everybody would get to put in their two cents. And sometimes I got better ideas than I had, and other times my ideas won out for the day. And it was a family. And it's hard to do that if your company is 100 people or 1,000 people, but it surely was fine for the 18, 20 people that we had.
No. Yeah, and what a great way to empower each other in a circle. As you're part of my online circle, Wealthy Roots for All Women, and so I want to let everybody know that if you want to sign up to come to be part of that incredible circle, it's literally changing so fast and empowering all of us to really embody a wealthy root. From our root, from the core. And so it meets bi-weekly. We meet bi-weekly. And you can find out more about Wealthy Roots by going to corneliastephanie.com. And on the homepage, there's a little box there where it says Wealthy Roots. And just click on that. And then you're going to be able to find out the information. It's $396 a year. And I'm going to change that price because I'm going to actually make it $396 a month. But I started at $396 a year to make it available for the Millionaire Imprint because I was really generating a huge movement. So to really bring the value of what the circle is about, the Wealthy Roots, it's really, so I'm encouraging anybody that wants to get in at the root at this price to go sign up for it. And so Savannah, you're also offering a free gift today for all the listeners. Would you tell us about the gift and then we're going to go to break?
Yeah, for sure. So I have two things. The first one I'll talk about now and then I'll talk about the other one at the end. So the first one is $100 off of any kind of marketing consultation that's over $500. So basically that's you get me for any kind of marketing needs that you might have. My website, authenticitymarketing.com, has a lot of information there, and you can find out what it's all about. So that would be the first one, is you'll get some money off, and also off of my website design. And after the break, we'll talk more about website design, because that's a real love.
Yeah, and can you tell us again where your website is, how people can find out?
Yes, authenticitymarketing.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Demystifying the journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at CharleneHess.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Welcome back, audience. We're talking with Savannah Rose Woods today. And just during the break, we were talking about how important it is really for women really to step into their gifts now and have all of their gifts available. And that's one of the things that you so beautifully do, Savannah. You help the women put it together. You help people put it together, not just women, because you also work with men, but also, you know, you help women put together. Talk to us about your atelier. How do you say it again?
Website atelier.
Atelier. Talk to us a little bit more about your websites and that whole system, that what it is that you're offering.
Yeah, thanks. I'd love to. So when I decided to start working with small companies again, it was really starting at the bottom, starting from zero. And so I had some ideas of how I wanted to help women with marketing and stuff. And I was like, but I'm going to need a website. Well, all those many years, I had staff. You know, I had people that did websites. And of course, I was married long ago to someone who did website design. But, you know, here I was starting over and I was like, man, I guess I'm going to have to learn how to do it myself. And I discovered a platform that was very easy to use. And a couple of hours later, I had a pretty good website for myself. And I loved it. And so I spent hours working on different websites for myself over a few months and just thinking, you know, this is like painting a picture. Mm-hmm. So I really, that's what it was doing for me. It's like, it wasn't technology. It might feel like that to some people, but for me, the technology was so easy to use that I didn't think about technology. I got to think about creating, and it was like painting. And I atelier for a long time. I love anything French, anything France. And that's so, and it means art studio in French. Mm-hmm. So when I thought of a name for, well, to back up a bit, I started realizing I was good enough to do websites for other people. And so I started to do a few. I got great feedback, and I was excited. So that's when I came up with the website Atelier.
Atelier.
So that's my passion project that's turned into actually a larger part of my business than I ever expected it to be, and a great love. So
I just want to tell you all, if you are in need of a website, really there, you want to contact Savannah right now. What's your email address again?
So my email address is savannah@authenticitymarketing.com.
You want to contact her because it's really so fun working with her and the program that she has and what she's working with. You know, like, I don't know if you've ever worked on a website before, not you, Savannah, but I'm talking to the audience. I don't know if you ever have. And normally it's like a painful process.
Yeah.
But because Savannah has really customized it really to make it artsy, fun, whereas it's really painless. And so, and the other thing it is that she really holds you accountable, because she wants you to, first of all, be really happy with your website and then also get it done. And so there's calls scheduled on a consistent basis, and you're being met with what it is that you're creating. And she's very helpful in helping you put that together to create a masterpiece of your gifts. And that's really what it is that you're saying, right, Savannah?
Yeah. You know, I hold people's hands so that it doesn't seem scary. I pull the essence of it out of them. A lot of people come to me and they're like, but I know I need one. I don't really know what to say. I'm not sure how to do it. And I help just put it all into place. Yeah. And that's really the gift of mine that I didn't even know I had until
that
I
is a gift of yours. It's just like this, like, I have several people that when I go to them and they take my photos, they're able to really draw the essence out of me through capturing the photo. And I think that's what you do when you're building a website for somebody, is you're able to draw the essence out of them through, you know, putting that website together so that you can really display and share their information, their true essence. And when people work with me, I draw their essence out through really calling forth the abundance of their spirit so that they step into their full empowerment and own their gifts, own their authority, own their full power as a sovereign being. And so all these things are really about us living heaven on earth, about us doing business in a new way, about us expressing ourselves from our essence, from the way we want to feel, and that it really truly represents us, you know, in an authentic way. So are you speaking authentically? Are you showing up authentically? Is your website authentic? And, you know, life should be fun. It should be fun. It's just that we've made everything in the past so difficult and so hard, but now our new way is here. And we're forging the path, and we're the way showers and setting the stage. And it doesn't really have to be hard, that we're the designers of our future, and our future is now. And if we, our future is now. And if we keep, you know, focusing on putting one foot in front of the other and focusing on what's our highest light, what is it that we want to create, what is it that we want to offer, and of course, you know, share our gifts, share our passions, share our wisdom in a beautiful way. Mm-hmm. So you've got the you've also got other marketing things that you do as well, because you've got the website Atelier. Mm-hmm. And then you have other marketing services that you offer for people. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So that's my other business is the digitalmarketingdirector.com. And all these businesses that we're talking about, they're all at authenticitymarketing.com. So, you know, don't get confused. You can go there and you'll find a link to all of them. But the digital marketing director came about because the smaller companies that I work for, they're not likely going to be able to afford a full-time digital marketing director at, you know, $70,000, $80,000 a year. So, so I thought, well, let me give them a portion of that. So again, I'm back to the outsourced part that I did so well with early on. I'll give you some of my time for a monthly fee, and we'll do the things that are most important to your business. So that's really what I do now. And I have some monthly marketing packages that you'll be able to see on the website. And they vary in cost depending on what all's involved. But I can do social media marketing, email marketing, helping out with webinars and classes, setting things up like that. Blogging, which is super important. That is so important for a person's SEO. SEO means search engine optimization. I can also help some with that. It just really, if it's happening online I can do it. And the main thing is I figure out what your business needs, not what some experts are talking about. Because what I find is a lot of people do the sort of buffet type of marketing. You know, they're like, oh, well, my neighbor said I should do this. And I have a brother-in-law who said I really need to do that. And I've tried this and I've tried that. Well, that's not a cohesive marketing strategy. So that's what's necessary, is do the things that are going to work for your company with a strategy in mind.
You know what it reminds me of too, which is really, really important too, of what it is that we're doing right now, is really simplifying. Mm-hmm. Really simplifying, like really getting the core pieces, the pieces that really matter, and letting everything else go. Simplifying it and then taking that and expressing the joy in that, the magic in that, whatever that is, really simplifying it. You were telling me a story once about some guy where you went to his website and you saw it was so completely, you know, disorganized, and you decided not to take him on as a client. You said something to him about, and he got really upset with you. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, this happened just like a week or so ago. I was introduced by someone who's introducing me to a lot of people in my new town. I live in San Luis Obispo, California now, and it's only been a few months. And I was told ahead of time that he really needed some help. And so I started looking at his stuff there at the meeting. I'm looking at things and he's talking about all the problems he's having or whatever. And I probably shouldn't have said this out loud, but I was looking at something and went, what a mess. I was kind of agreeing with him in one way because he was talking about that. But it was also more of a thought that I probably should have not said out loud. And he was really offended. He was like, I don't need to know that it's a mess. I already know that. I need to know if you can fix it. And I'm like, whoa. So there's that like masculine energy coming at you, you know, saying fix it. And he didn't want to hear what I had to say. Cause I was like, hey, you know, we can fix a couple things here, but that's not going to help your business overall. You need a comprehensive strategy. No.
And so he also isn't one of your ideal clients. So, yeah. You know, that's another reason why people contact you and really see if you all are a good fit, because, yeah. You know, it really does matter. But I feel like one of the, let's go to break, Savannah. When we come back, we're going to tell the audience about your other gift, and then talk about search engine optimization, what that is exactly. And then I want to find out what some of the major gifts were when you worked out with all those men back in the day. So yeah. We'll be back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show.
Thank you.
Find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
What a super awesome show today, talking to Savannah Rose Wood. We're talking about marketing in the new way, living heaven on earth. Savannah, you, when you were working in, you know, in the corporate world with all those men, you know, like the first thought that comes to my mind is how that was the perfect opportunity for you to balance your energies. So, you know, here you are, a feminine being in a feminine body, and now you're working with all of those men. And so any place within where you hadn't owned your power or where you hadn't really owned your femininity, that was the perfect opportunity for you to really learn how to balance that energy out. Was that your experience?
Well, it actually, yes, eventually it became a balance. But what really happened first was that I owned my masculine energy. And I had left my husband and I had a young child. So I was a single mom. So I had to put a roof over our heads and I had to, you know, go out and kill the beast and, you know, bring the food home and, you know, keep all that going. So I was very much in my masculine, especially during the day when I was working, because I had to meet those men where they were too. So that really developed my masculine, and that got unbalanced. So that's why I had to start getting into my priestess stuff that I would do on the weekends and with my girlfriends and all of that.
And going into the women's circles and all that stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which I'm still into now. So
absolutely. Well, we were talking about joy, really, really enjoying what it is that we're doing. And that, yeah. You think that's a key to marketing?
It's a key to life, really, especially in the changing times that we have right now. A mentor of mine told me about a year ago when I was in a kind of a very low place. And I was like, what am I going to do next? You know? And she said, all you have to do is up-level your joy. And I was like, I didn't quite even know what that meant exactly, you know? But hey, I figured out you have to dance more.
Oops, what? I'm hearing something in the background. I think I'm hearing
Carter.
Well, go ahead and talk, honey.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so I learned, you know, you got to get up and dance, put the music on in your living room, take a walk, enjoy the sunshine, find ways to put yourself in joy. And by doing that and being happy when you can and just moving towards a place where you're letting go of the fear and the worry and the struggle is so important. And one of the places that women are very, very stressed and men is at work. And so that's why I'm bringing it back around to we have to find our gifts and share our gifts and get that out into the world, because ultimately that's the joy that we're sharing, is our gifts. And that passes on joy and gifts to other people. And it just starts to radiate out. So, so important right now.
Yeah. And actually, you know, that is actually the opposite in the old world, because I always do old new. That's usually
that's right.
How I talk about it. It's how I teach it, old new. In the old world, we had a lack of joy because everything was done based on patriarchal, do, unbalanced. It was all about greed and
climbing the ladder.
Yeah. You know, ambitious and accumulation and winner takes all.
Right.
And kind of thing, you know, and so now it's really, I posted on my Facebook the other day, by the way, everybody go to my Facebook and sign up and friend me at Cornelia Stephanie. And I posted it there the other day to put joy in the center, in the core. Joy in the center. Joy needs to be in the center of all of it. And so really, it needs to be everywhere.
Yeah, and you have to follow what makes you happy. So if you just notice that you're happy doing a particular thing, do more of that. You know, notice what things bring you joy, what makes you happy, and choose more and less of the other. Yeah.
Savannah, tell us about the other gift that you, tell us about the two gifts one more time to get the other one that you offered earlier and then the other one.
Okay, so $100 off any kind of marketing consulting and $100 off any website design. Just mention that you heard me on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. The other one that I have has to do with website design. So I told you how excited I am about website design. I love it. It's creative. It's amazing. Some of you out there are thinking, oh, but maybe I can't afford it. Try me anyway. But I also put together a really beautiful ebook. It's called The Ultimate Top 10 Guide for Creating a Great Website. Top 10 Guide for Creating a Great Website. So to get that free ebook, all you have to do is take out your phone. You can get it right now. I'm sure it's sitting right next to you. Get your phone and text the word get ebook, make it all one word, get ebook, and text it to this number, 22828. Get ebook and text it to the number 22828. And you will get an automatic download for that free ebook.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's brilliant. That's one of your marketing strategies. Text 22828.
That's right. Tech, that's the number. That's where you put the, like a phone number. That's the number you put in, 22828. And then in the body, the message is get ebook without a space. Get ebook. Yeah.
And I just want to let everybody know that Savannah's services are amazingly affordable, not what you would think. So definitely take her up on her consultation, give her a call, send her an email, and take her up on creating an amazing website for you that really captures your essence so that you can share your gifts with the world. Because that's really what it is that you came here to do, is to inspire us with your unique essence that only you can do, because you already have everything that you need inside of you. Mm-hmm. And now to capture it and put it in the form of that expresses you authentically, that is what we're here to do in living heaven on earth. So we have 2 minutes left, Savannah. What do you want to say to the world? What's your bit of advice for the world?
I think people need to take chances, you know, take chances. When your heart feels a little something, go that direction, take those risks. It's worked out for me over and over again. Follow your intuition, develop your intuition. That is source, God, whatever you want to call it, goddess is what I say, leading us in the right direction, on the right path, and inspire yourself with joy as often as you possibly can. It will make the journey on that road that much easier.
Yeah. And you have an upcoming event that you're hosting where you're teaching people how to build a website and drinking wine at the same time.
Yes, that's going to be in San Luis Obispo. So if any of your many listeners from all over the world just happen to be in this little corner of California, let me know. It's on the website, on the Authenticity Marketing website. It's there. You can email me at Savannah@Authenticity Marketing. And I have a really fun time doing that. So it's kind of a little, I don't know, a side thing.
Thank you so much for the interview today. It was amazing. Thank you, Savannah. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com and stay tuned for more. We're going to have the Millionaire Imprint next. Stay tuned. We'll talk to you soon.
Namaste. Thank you. Love ya.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at CorneliaStephanie.com.